Yo, 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 it's the P-Dot Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to the episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast, Season 7, Episode 136. That's 136. 136. Hey, let's go. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, the P-Dot Show, and you already know, let's go. How y'all doing today, man? What's going on? How y'all feeling today? Like, I am feeling amazing, even though there are so many different trials that are going through my life right now. But yet and still, I'm appreciative of being where I'm at because it's making me focus on where I need to go. So today's episode is called Don't Worry, Be Happy. I think I said, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Let's go. So welcome back, man. I'm happy to be back. It feels good to be back. This is day 404 of my run streak. 400 days. I eclipsed 400 days. I'm just going to clap to myself right there. You know, I eclipsed 400 days just this past Sunday. Today is day 404. But I'm feeling as if I need to be appreciative of what I've done. Right. So today's episode, like I said, it's called Don't Worry, Be Happy. Don't worry, be happy, man, because we need to be happy. Because happiness looks different for everyone. And the more I come across people in my everyday travels and like just my everyday interactions, I understand that happiness looks different for everyone. And they say, what you mean, Patrick? Like, legit, if you just think about things that make you happy that you may do every single day that you don't realize, those are just, you may view them as small, but happiness is still a feeling. It's an emotion. So as long as you are feeling that, you want to make it a cycle of being repetitive. It's quite natural. It's just how we're wired and designed. But one of the things that I had to realize is that, you know, things are going to like change in your life and things are going to be different at any given point. So don't beat yourself up on the things that don't necessarily happen, because just be happy that you can show up. And I told you, you can only beat fear by showing up. If you show up every single day, it takes 21 days to form that habit. I always say that. 21 days to form a habit. We so often inadvertently form habits in bad ways that we don't know that we give so much power to. So you want to realize that you're really good at procrastinating. Why? Because you gave a lot of power to the power of procrastination. So now that's one of your things that you have. And if you surround yourself with people who enable your procrastination, then all you're doing is just holding yourself back to where you really could go. But you don't see it because you love this person enough where you don't understand that you may just have to reallocate your time and how you do things, because in order for us to grow, we made it to a certain point. But for us to grow, I have to limit myself in different capacities that you may deem as unfair, that I might not love you as much. But it's not, that's not the case. The case is that I need to learn how to better myself. So if I'm bettering myself and the ones around me, then we all can succeed and go places that we haven't gone before. Let's go. Don't worry. Be happy. Happiness looks different for everyone else. You may do, again, I said you may do something small as just coming home, being able to turn on the TV and watch something that you want to watch. Be happy. You may have a lot of worries, but be happy, because stress will kill you. Stress will take you out of here. People don't realize how many factors of their life that they give stress to. And if you give stress a place to reside in your home, then it's going to make sure that it has a room in every room of the house. And that could be into the people that you're around, the people who are in your house with you. You project those type of feelings because you need to go into a space of being happy, because you worry so much that you stoke all of these fears. And when you stoke these fears, listen to me very closely. When you stoke these fears, they always seem to find a way to multiply. And that's one of the things that you don't need in your life right now, because you're already going through so much. That's why I always want to make sure I give people grace. You don't know what people are going through. So before you think that you're perfect in this world, don't worry. Just be happy. Happiness looks different for everyone else, just like success. Success looks different for everyone else. Let's just say two people amassed an amount of money to $120 million. They both may have $120 million, but they got to $120 million by different paths. They didn't necessarily do all the same thing. we become so form our minds to think that things just have to happen the way they need to happen right then and now. I told you, when you ask God for opportunities, and even when you ask God for things, he's going to give you opportunities, that things to give you for what you ask for. So when you think about it, he's not going to give you something that you may not, then again, you may be ready for it, but the person next to you might not be ready for it. You see what I'm saying? Like, we'll take that and compare and contrast. And you're like, man, don't worry. Be happy with what you asked for. This is what you asked for. So when you do those type of things, you get those type of mindsets going. You're like, you know what? Let me be appreciative of where I'm at. Let me be appreciative of where I'm going. So I also felt inspired by a documentary that I watched on Bob Marley. Now, I've heard of his music many times I've heard a Bob Marley song, but I never really paid attention to the lyrics like that. You know, it was just more of just hearing a song here and there. You're like, oh man, I like the beat. You know, I like what he's saying. It's a message. It's not until I got older to where I like started listening to songs and like listening to the meaning and the time that we're in or whatever's going on. Like if it's just a rap song or whatever, you know, R&B song, but no, he had like message music. And after watching that documentary, one thing that I realized is that we often worry about what other people are doing to where we don't take time to really focus on ourselves. But even when we put ourselves, and I told you, if you really just care about your sacred circle, have your sacred circle, but don't have the infighting to where it's noticeable to everyone else because they can see that you're fighting. They can see a crack in your armor. So I say that to say this. So when you surround yourself with the people that you want to be around, I'm going to get back to the Bob Marley reference in a second because it all comes together. It just takes a second. So the one thing that I liked about the Bob Marley movie or the documentary was that even though that there were parties who didn't agree on many things, when it came to his house on 56 Hope Road, all of the trials and tribulations and rival gangs and everything, all that came to a cease at his house because he was the point of reason. He was the point of where communication could take place and you wouldn't feel bad about what happened. You might not like what happened, but yet and still there's a love being shown. So therefore you all can win. So like, that's what you need to have. There's a lot of infighting in sacred circles that they need to just figure some things out and just communicate and understand that the traditional way may not always be the best way. But if you just open up your mind to reaching out and seeing what's in front of you, you might just be able to be happy and not to worry because you don't want to worry. But so you always just want to make sure that you're happy. Life is too short to live the same day twice when you feel as if you're like, I need to do better. I have to do better. I switched this episode up so many different times in my head because it was just like, I have many thoughts while I'm running and I write many episodes while I'm running. But when I'm inspired by something and I feel moved by something, I feel the need to get the word out to the people. That's just how I feel. Like I'm very appreciative of where this show has come and where it's getting ready to go. Like, stop selling yourself short or stop thinking what you're doing is small because you don't have all eyes on you at this present moment. Like one of the things that, you know, I always love sports analogies, but when you're drafted into a sports draft, your people like to determine your value because you put into yourself into a system where you need to get paid. And that's how things are based off of is your overall rating. But it's all about how someone's opinion of you is, because sometimes you may end up being a number one pick, but all number one picks don't necessarily fare out to be great players. But at the time, people thought this person was the best person to pick because this is what we thought. That's why I said before, don't make long-term decisions on short-term feelings and goals. Because when you do that, all you're doing is setting yourself up for heartache, failure, maybe depression, maybe anxiety at some point because you try to find that narrative so bad, you try to feed that narrative so much that it just becomes to a point where you're like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this to myself? Like this doesn't make sense. So you need to pull back from that because you're just like, oh man, I'm messing up. But the thing about life is that we got to just keep going. So don't beat yourself up because where somebody may have placed you, you place yourself. Don't worry about what someone else is saying about you or doing about you. It may be easier said than done, but again, it takes 21 days to form a habit. If you start formulating these habits in your mind, then it becomes an easier process to just keep going and keep getting stronger every single day. Let's go. That's the whole purpose, right? You want to be better, so don't worry. Be happy. Be happy where you're at. Don't be content, but be happy where you placed yourself at, and don't compare yourself to what someone else is going through, because you may not, they're probably finally getting to where they need to go, but you don't want to go through what they've been through, and vice versa. It might be the same way, but who cares? We want to live our lives the way that we want to live. The thing is that with your sacred circle, they should be able to talk amongst each other and have constructive criticism without feeling as if you don't need to reach out and see how that person is. Like, that's what your sacred circle is about. If I call my brother right now, my brother Tim, if I call him right now, like, and we've been friends since second grade, that's real. Like, things, we were friends, then we went to different high schools, you know what I'm saying? And then we end up being tighter once we got out. We end up meeting up again and just getting tighter. It just felt like we were just friends all over again. But one thing I love about our relationship is that it's brutally honest. Like, brutally honest. Like, it's honest to the point where you be like, man, you want to get mad about something, but if someone's telling you the honest truth, don't worry. Just be happy they telling you that. Because people can lie to you, and people feel good when they lie about stuff, because if they get away with it, they only know what they've been exposed to. So if you see the track record of this, and you're seeing this being repetitive, it's something that you don't need to be around, don't worry. Be happy somewhere else. Go bloom where you can be planted at for real, because that's what the love is. Even where it's not the love, it is love, because I just said he's brutally honest. So when you have someone that's brutally honest to you and they tell you the truth, and it don't matter, and they're not trying to hurt your feelings, you take the emotion and the feeling out. Like, pride only hurts. It never helps. When I heard Vin Rhymes say that, I was like, yo, that's the truth. So you know what? When I said these other episodes the other week about minding my own business, that's because I do it. I want to mind my own business. It takes too much to worry about what someone else is doing. I got too many other things that I not necessarily need to worry about, but I need to adjust to, because life is about adjusting. Life changes every single day. Don't worry. Be happy what you're doing, but just strive to do better. You can do better things. But you gotta formulate these ideas. You gotta stop being around people who enable your bad habits. They're not bad people. You're not a bad person, but you make decisions that you get upset about. And then when you don't finish it, someone brings it up to you. Now someone's being honest with you. Now you can't take it. Myself included. I'm no different. I'm not perfect. You know, when I say we have like a brutal honesty conversation, like they're brutally honest. And it's just like, I respect him for it. He respects me for it. Like, there's no lying. It's like, wow, people really want opportunities in life where you're not lied to. Just imagine somebody really keeps it real with you all of the time. You will much more appreciate it. You may not like it because it's the truth, but sometimes the truth does hurt. It does. Like, you'll be lying to yourself. Like, there's been times where you just like, man, like, ooh, why you tell me like that? Do you really want me to tell you the truth? Because I can't tell you a lie. Let's go. My life has changed when I just stopped worrying about what other people were doing. I told you I'm at fault with that too. I was doing the same thing too, B. I was doing the same thing too. But when you have a person that's going to, yeah, like, just like my brother Zorante said, it's like, it's about being positive. You can take positive criticism. This is what it's about. Be positive with yourself. Be positive with the people around you. Like, no, like, they can give you constructive criticism. That's why I say it's about the sacred circle, because when you try to please too many people, then you overextend yourself. Now, if you overextending yourself, now you wondering what pieces of you have went, because you were giving out more than what you could take. It's like, no, you were giving out more than you were willing to give. Like, you couldn't give this out. If you only got $1,000 and you're trying to give me $1,500, you can't do that. Understand that. Treat your mindset like that. You're overextending yourself. Don't lose the energy, especially if it's not being reciprocated. It's about, you know, being reciprocal. Like I told you before, every relationship, you're being used. Just take the feeling and emotion of it out and get to business. Because life is going to be life, and regardless, with or without you, it's going to keep advancing every single day. Don't worry, but be happy, because you take the happiness and the joy of even the things you call little, you take the joy of it out, because you've already robbed yourself of what joy feels like, and you steady chasing another feeling. You see what I'm saying? Did you hear the scratch? Because you're not satisfied. So now you're craving for more. Now you're willing to do anything to be light. Now you're willing to do anything to make a dollar. It's like, no. Be happy with the wins that you have. Don't categorize them as being small. Even if they are small, I'd rather have a small win than a big loss any day. John always said that. That's embedded in my head. So when I always think about the wins that I have, I keep them going. That's how I keep continuing to win. I'd rather have a small win than a big loss any day. How do you think I have run for 400 days in a row? Today is day 404, 400 days that I got up every single day. I'm going to keep talking about it because you know what? I was like, man, people might not want to hear it, but I have audiences in other different avenues. Everyone that likes you don't like you for the same reason. Everyone that dislikes you doesn't dislike you for the same reason. So live your life and don't worry. Be happy. Let's go. Life is about being happy, right? You got happy about many other things. Your happiness looks different because you're not the same person. Think about that. Listen to me very closely. Your happiness is going to look different. Success looks different. We can still get to the same goal, but we may have different destinations. Like we may have to drop off and go to other levels because we can get there. But right now we building right now. We can't go from 0 to 100. I always said level 67 might have something crazy on it. I need to see level 67. You trying to build a house with no blueprint. Come on. Think about what you're doing. You have these high dreams and aspirations, but you don't have a high drive and consistent platform with yourself. Like be honest with yourself. Cause if you lie to yourself, it's the easiest person to lie to because all you're going to do is just keep scratching for that feeling because you think joy looks like something else. You think love looks like something else. So you're chasing that feeling. You're just as bad as the person who are under the alleyway doing the same thing. You're just looking for a different feeling in a whole nother way. It's the same feeling in a different way. Think about it, man. We sitting up here just like almost shaking, baby. Oh, yeah. Like me, baby. Yeah. Why don't you like me? Huh? If you liked yourself, think about it. Listen to me very closely. You don't like yourself. You want someone to like. You don't even know what you like. You don't even know you. So don't worry. Be happy with what you got, but just have aspirations on doing more and be consistently consistent when you do it. And that way you will win. I'm giving you the blueprint. Let's go. 400 days. You can say, hey, I know a guy that did it. He ran 400 days in a row and threw marathons in there, half marathons, 8Ks, 10Ks, 5Ks, no matter the Ks. I do this. You can't say that I don't know. Like, what? I've shown you some extraordinary things and you can do it too. All you got to do is say that I can. I believe in myself. I love myself enough to know that I can do all things that's possessed in me because God has shown me the way. Start going. You ain't gotta sit up and lie to yourself no more. Stop lying to yourself. We grown. Let's do this. Life be life, and sometimes I said that, but mind your own business and don't worry, be happy. Listen, all my episodes they go in line. When I think that I don't know what I'm doing for a second, God just shows me to say, Patrick, shut up and just show up. Shut up and show up. Like he's like, God got a point where he was like, I'm tired of listening to you complain because I gave you all the opportunities that you need to succeed. You just running off in the mouth and you venting to me. I'm venting to God. But God's like, I don't need you to vent right now. I need you to show action because I gave you that ability to do it. Let's go. Don't worry. Be happy what you got. But you know that you can always do better, but be happy and you can be there for a while. But just know that when you put another goal in place, it's just that domino effect of positivity. Let's go. Come on. I love you enough to keep telling you this. Think about that. Listen to me very closely. I'm doing this for a reason. Let's go. Come on. If I told you, you would have told me a long time ago, what was it, 6, 7 years ago? 7 years ago, I was 300 pounds. You wouldn't have been able to tell me that I'm running marathons. I'm sitting up here running half marathons. I'm sitting up here riding my bike 100 miles. Just by myself in Atlanta, where all the hills was at. It was a crazy morning. Let me tell you, matter of fact, let me tell you just a little bit about that, right? So I'm in Atlanta. This is 2021, right? I'm in Atlanta. I got sponsored to ride a bike in Atlanta. Specialized, they got me a bike. That bike was like $8,000. It was an $8,000 bike that I rode down in Atlanta. Now, of course, I'm from Illinois. So I go down to Atlanta. I end up picking my route like a week before my trip because I said I want to do crazy things for my birthday every single year, exercise wise, right? So I go down there, and my boy Jack. I was staying at Jack crib, man. Jack crib is so cold, boy. It made me want to move. I don't want to get this wrong, so Georgians, don't beat me up. But I want to say it was Bankhead. No, was it about Buckhead? Stayed in Buckhead. It was just really, really nice. Like, man, that crib was cold. So, but I end up taking up Uber to a rent. It was like Sandy Stone or something like that in Atlanta. So I end up like going to this trail I'm riding my bike. I'm riding the bike that they presented for me, right? So I'm riding this bike 100 miles. So I'm like, you know what? I said, this is crazy. I didn't think I can do this. And once I got there, because I was like, Patrick, you really about to ride your bike 100 miles? You didn't already put it on Facebook. You didn't put it on Instagram that you about to ride 100 miles by yourself in all these hills. You think you can do this? Who do you think you are? But it was just like, I had prayed about it. I said I was going to do it. I wasn't going to worry about it, but I was going to be happy while I was doing it. And I'm going to tell you right now, that was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. And right before I started, this guy had told me, he said, hey, man, I'm going to tell you something right now. He said, 50 miles that way. He said, you're going to be in Alabama. And I said, well, thank you, sir. And I thought it was mad random because it's 5 o'clock in the morning and it's just a one random guy that looked like the professor from Back to the Future. And he just riding a bike like at 5 o'clock in the morning. And he was already riding for a minute because I saw some of the sweat on his shirt. So he was already riding for a little minute. And I was just like, that was mighty odd that you end up like standing right. I felt like it was a movie, y'all. Like I felt like it was like I was riding to a movie and I was like, why is this random white guy just right here, man, looking like the professor from Back to the Future? And I'm just like, I ain't wanna, you know. But anyway, so but I rode my bike down 50 miles, and then the area started changing. Like it just started changing. This story time now, y'all. The don't worry part, don't be happy, be happy part. We doing the story time. So the area started changing. It went from like being nice, hilly, everything like that to like I started seeing like the housing changing, and it went from like mansions to like, you know, then it was like middle class, then the middle class, and then another type of middle class, and a lower class, and another lower class. And then I got to that one lower class, and I was just like, I'm not about to, because as the neighborhoods changed, the flags changed, right? Like it was like some was pro-black, you know, but I saw a lot of, you know, the U.S. flags and everything like that. But then them flags started changing, right? They started going like, you know, like Confederate flags and everything like that. And I was just like, I'm about to turn around because all them stares like got different. And it was just like everybody, it went from the smiles and from like every other block I hit, the smiles just kept getting ready to turn to frowns. And I was just like, yeah, I'm about to go ahead and turn around. That was a quick story time, whatever, right? But riding 100 miles, like that was a crazy thing. But it was like I said I was going to do it. I ended up doing it. That was one of the greatest experiences that I had because so many times I wanted to give up that day. I got to like 60 miles. I ended up falling asleep, y'all. I fell asleep at a gas station in Georgia. I went to sleep for about an hour. But it was different. They had a gas station that had a picnic side attached to it. Like they had like picnic tables, picnic tables and everything like set out, but they were like, they had cloth on them and everything like that. I was like, I thought that was wild. I was like, okay. And I ended up locking the bike between my legs. I ended up going to sleep. But anyway, that was a great thing I did, riding 100 miles for my birthday. I said I can do those things. Like you just never know what you can do until you just